Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Gresh and Keefe.
And he swings and misses at an inside slider, and the ball game is over. Final, Pittsburgh 8, Boston 2.
We don't hit too many home runs. You know, we hit a lot of doubles. So this is where we are. 119 games already, so we got to find ways to score runs, and I don't think it's going to be through a home run.
Andy Gresh.
What do you apologize for?
For everyone that was affected about this situation. There was a lot of people that was triggered.
But not the women that accused you of this?
I've apologized to all women. So anybody that was affected, even yourself.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Rich Keefe.
You're going to take a lot of heat for I stand on my innocence. I mean, I'm already seeing it all over social media. So, you know, what is going to be your response to that?
Well, I have to do what's best for Deshaun Watson at the end of the day.
Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Gresh and Keefe, right now.
How am I playing on Friday night?
Hope so.
On WEEI.
Oh, boy, the sounds of yesterday with Deshaun Watson, 106. Gresh and Keefe here with you. Andy Harden for Keefe today. We have a Patriots roster update. Ladies and gentlemen, a roster update. For those of you keeping score at home, and I know you are, according to Mike Reese, you could add rookie tight end Jalen Widermeyer as number 88 on your roster.
Ooh, exciting.
Widermeyer, 6'5", 255, signed on Thursday. He is a Texas A&M alum. He had been in camp with the Bills, and as Reese writes, with Hunter Henry and Dalton Keene not 100%, Patriots add some depth at tight end.
Mm.
So number 88, tight end Jalen Widermeyer. He is not on my list of players that I want to see tonight. Give me a couple of guys, Andy Hard, you are interested in seeing this evening.
One of the most interesting guys from last Thursday night, the few interesting guys from that action that included not your top line players and starters, Tyquan Thornton. He made some plays. I know, what was it? Two catches for like 9 yards, and we were all excited about it, or two catches for 11 yards.
Something like that.
Had a touchdown, missed opportunity on a deep ball that Brian Hoyer underthrew him.
Shook open in the back of the end zone.
Yes,
so everybody
he did.
Got all horny
yes,
about
he did.
That.
All right, settle down, settle down. I'd like to see him make some plays with Mac Jones and do some things with Mac Jones on the field. And I don't know if he'll get that opportunity even, but he is one of the handful of most intriguing players in training camp with the Patriots because we are so beaten down from years and years of rookie receivers don't do anything in New England, high draft picks, second round receivers fail, it's never going to work, blah, blah, blah. Oh, even this guy's probably just a speed guy. Have you seen his wrists? He's skinny, he's going to break, all of this.
Seen his wrists.
Yeah, they're little. And he goes out there and he's had a really nice camp. He's been one of the better players. And I've told you, I'm already on board with he looks like the best receiver in camp that they've had drafted first couple days since Deion Branch.
He's the most explosive guy they have had here in a while in terms of being able to play that. Like, that's the thing that jumps out with Thornton is when he gets it in rhythm, he's really smooth.
Correct.
And because of the speed, that kind of adds that layer to it. Like, there were times where Randy Moss were here, and I'm not comparing Thornton to Moss.
Oh, boy. Gresh said Moss.
But
Thornton.
Remember when it was, well, Randy Moss doesn't look like he's trying hard. It doesn't look like he's running hard out there. I think there will be times where people will see that with Tyquan Thornton and being like, is he really playing his hardest because he's just smooth and silky and fast?
You think I'm crazy to say that within a year he could be the Patriots' number one receiver?
No, I don't, because I think it's, you know, young quarterback. I think if Tom Brady were here, I'd say you're nuts. But I think with Mac Jones, I don't think so, because on some level, there's got to be a guy that's going to break through in a big way that becomes, quote-unquote, Mac's guy. Mm. For I think for a while with Brady, it was slot receiver. Whomever it was, Troy Brown, Russ Welker, whomever it was, Edelman, that's Brady's guy. Because there was like the security blanket of the slot receiver. Tyquan Thornton might move all over the place, but can he become that guy for Mac, even though it isn't just locked into being the slot guy?
So I would start with wanting to see what Tyquan Thornton can do tonight. A less sexy, because that's the second 4-2 receiver.
Well,
sexy,
of course.
Sexy.
And the offense is terrible, according to the world.
Right. How about the offensive line and include in that Yodney Cajuste? Because we don't have Isaiah Wynn.
Yep.
We assume the starting line will be out there in front of Mac. And, A, I want to see those guys look like a cohesive unit. I think a lot of people think that could be the foundation of the offense, like a positive for this offense. You have Trent Brown. You have a first-round pick. You have David Andrews, leader, captain. Mike Onwenu was the PFF God-O blocking a couple years ago. That whole thing.
Oh, boy.
And right tackle, Isaiah Wynn got moved over there. Now Isaiah Wynn's missed some time. Justin Herron got his chance to fill in. Didn't go so great. Yodney Cajuste, does he hold up? Is he a guy that can be in the mix on the offensive line?
Is there a defender that is standing out that you want to see? I know a lot of people are going to be focusing on corner.
Yeah.
Because there isn't that, oh my God, we don't have the number one guy that I could feel really good about. I hope, believe it or not, and I know it's going to be against like twos.
Twos and threes, yeah.
But I want to see Christian Barmore smoke fools.
Ding, ding, ding. I would like fans on television to see what people have been seeing at training camp, what the media has been seeing, him give the Patriots offense fits first, where he, to the point where he was fighting, if you remember early in camp, the fight was David Andrews.
That's a good point.
And then he was just blowing up the Panthers offensive line, especially on Tuesday. He was killing them. Be nice to see him just bring that to sort of the bright lights, TV. Ooh, look at Christian Barmore, because a lot of people want to buy into year two jump Christian Barmore. You got a taste of his versatility, his athleticism, everything. If he can go to the next level, is he the foundational centerpiece of that defense?
And we've been kind of trained to think that way. I mean, think about it. It's been, you know, if you go all the way back to the, you know, the first real high draft pick from Seymour to Warren to Jarvis Green all the way to Vince. And then, you know, he kind of had that period of time where you really didn't have that dominant interior defensive lineman. And now Barmore kind of stands out in a couple of different ways. I will be interested. You'd mentioned earlier when we kind of got into this about, hey, what's going on at linebacker?
Yeah.
But the groups at linebacker that we didn't talk about were those guys that walk up and play on the edge. Like, do we still have questions about Josh Uche? Can Ronnie Perkins do anything? Is there a legitimate backup behind Matt Judon in terms of the stand-up outside linebacker sort of defensive end type guy? I feel good about the interior. I'm not as worried about the second-level linebackers, because even though there isn't anybody great, I think that's going to be a position of massive transition, down in, down out. You're going to interchange players there all the time. But are there going to be some edge guys that are going to be forceful, felt, and heard? I don't know.
Yeah, there's questions there. Now, for a couple weeks of practice and preseason, whatever we've seen, Uche has flashed as a pass rusher. Jennings has flashed as kind of an edge setter against the run game. So it almost looks like there could be a platoon opportunity for those two guys to kind of split opposite Judon. Judon's backup would probably be Uche if you're looking for a guy to give you just sort of pure pass rush potential. And at least for me, from my observations, it seems like Perkins has been a little bit behind that pack of Jennings and Uche. We'll see. I mean, it takes one game, and all of a sudden we're talking about him, right?
Like, one injury for opportunity to be like, you're going to play a lot, and then there's a big growth curve, and you got a player.
So, but those guys are in the crosshairs because somebody's going to have to play there. Like, they've been creative. Like, for example, for last week in the preseason, LaBrian Ray, the kid out of Alabama, who's listed as a D tackle, was playing some edge, was playing out wide. I don't know if he's in that mix, and if he's in that mix, is he a early down big body to put out there in certain situations against running teams, or is he more athletic and versatile than maybe his body mold and letters next to him on the roster would lead you to believe? But the defense, and then we've kind of talked a lot about it, but at some point, the theory of how good your safeties are, you want to see it pay off, right?
Yeah.
You have good names on a depth chart right
now. Well, that might be the part of the we're not rolling that out until the regular season portion of the defense.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to show everything.
Of course.
But like Jabril Peppers, who's been working back from the ACL, he was on PUP. He's on the practice field, but he's limited. Oh, now he's doing a little bit more. He was blitzing off the edge this week in practice against the Panthers. When does Jabril Peppers get out there and you start to see, can he be in the slot? Can he cover? Can he blitz? Like, the versatility, some of those things. We had one of the texters said he'll be rooting for Bledsoe, and he doesn't mean Drew. He means Joshua Bledsoe, who is definitely one of those bubble, bottom of the roster. Can he win a fifth safety slash special teams roster spot? He was a lot of the talk early in camp, just energy. He was out there sort of. Miles Bryant's in the same role.
Yep.
He's in the slot. He's playing corner. He's got some safety. Oh, he returned punts in the first preseason game and actually looked pretty damn good returning punts. Marcus Jones is a guy that he's getting high-level reps in practice.
Is he legit? I need to see him return a punt or two.
I mean, that's his specialty. You're talking about a multi-time All-American, I think 9 returns for touchdowns in his college career.
He was dynamic at Houston.
That should be his first role, you'd think, in New England, but he's not huge. He's 5 foot, I don't know, 7'8". He's not the biggest guy in the world.
Which is why, no, but that's why they're also trying to, I think, put him in at slot.
Correct.
Corner, because it kind of hides the size a little bit.
But you move a smaller guy outside, he's no giant in his own right.
There you go, exactly. And therein lies the rub of the whole moving those guys around. I will say this. I don't think we're going to get the surprise player. Like, we're not, if someone was going to surprise and flash, it probably would have happened by now.
Probably, but
I'm talking about
Pierre Strong,
enough to
for
earn
example.
A roster spot.
What about Pierre Strong? What if he takes a handoff at the, you know, kickoff, touchback, we're on the 25, and he goes 75 like that?
He was a 4,
holy
right?
Holy crap.
He's a 4th round pick?
4th or 5th, yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, because I think if you're in the 4th round, you know, Jack Jones, you know, I think he's on the roster. I think Marcus Jones is on the roster. I think they would like to keep those running backs, but I don't like it. It's kind of evident to me at running back. It's evident when you got something. You can either look at it and be like, oh, he's with the Jay Brono lineman, it ain't going to work. Put him in with people better, and then he flashes, or there's just issues from the jump. Like, I don't know. I know Rich and I have talked about this. He very much thinks that both those running backs are locked for roster spots.
Oh, no.
I
don't know how you can say they're
one
locks.
Might well I think the emergence
Ty Montgomery,
well, that's
Ramondre
the problem.
Stevenson, Damian, unless
when
some
we
people post trade.
Well, when we talked
Damian
about it,
Harris,
Ty Montgomery wasn't really a factor. Now
well,
we
Montgomery
know he's
a factor. He's a factor on special teams. He's a factor at running back. He's a factor as an extra receiver slot. His versatility, his veteran leadership. Bill basically said he was on the roster this week, talking about his role moving forward throughout the season.
He's in.
So I don't know if 5 running backs are making the roster.
Hard.
It feels like a big number. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe you'll go light somewhere else. That's how you do it. Tight end, maybe it's only 2. Everybody's talking about a 3rd tight end. Maybe there is no 3rd tight end. Maybe
that's a good point.
That's just an extra offensive lineman who's used in that role. One of these tackles, you're also the 3rd tight end.
Oh, my arm. That also helps, too. Oh, you're going on a short-term IR. They
correct.
Keep somebody on the roster.
I would think Pierre Strong is the most likely to have an my arm moment at some point in the next couple weeks.
But I love those.
Yep.
617-779-7937. Not enough time to slide in the Brady talk here. Maybe we'll be able to get it in after we talk to Will Fleming coming up. But here's Chicken Nick, final trending of the week.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the 3rd date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that 3rd date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's like the hunt for Red October, the hunt for Will Fleming. We've identified him. Like, we know where he is. We know he's in a hotel in Baltimore.
Sure.
Because the Red Sox will take on Baltimore tonight. But getting, you know, getting connected through the fancy hotels that the Red Sox stay at, please. Mr. What? Fleming stays on the top floor.
You think he has a fake name?
Ooh, good question.
What would Will Fleming's hotel name be?
That's the first question we have to ask him. He goes by Andy Hart.
No, you don't want that. They'll do stuff to your food. You don't want that. Brings negative connotations.
He travels with a baseball team. I can only imagine how they bust his chops. But we are hoping to talk to our friend Will Fleming. But in the meantime, I know you saw yesterday the tweet about Tom Brady and Todd Bowles, the coach of the Buccaneers, saying, Well, we don't really have a firm date as to when he's coming back, and that got your antenna up.
Yeah. So we've been sold certain things, and one of them that this was some sort of vacation or something that got planned during his short window of retirement that couldn't be changed, whatever. Like, a family vacation. We've never been able to do it in August. Let's go somewhere in August. Don't vacations have, like, begin dates and end dates? Generally, you have a plane scheduled to a room scheduled where they ask you at some point to check out and get back on another plane and go back to your real life. Those are finite. Like, there's a beginning and an end. I think even rich people have that, right? Even the rich resort kicks you out at some point because another rich person's coming through.
Well, in theory.
Yes. In theory. Anyway, Airbnb, whatever the rich people do.
I don't know. We have to ask Keith.
So now you don't know when he's coming back? Doesn't that add some more stank to this? It has smelled funny all along, and it adds more stink to it. Now you have all these other speculations and rumors on the internet that it's related to his wife, and maybe there's marital problems, or
she booked
there.
A vacation as soon as he retired and was like, you're coming with us?
But shouldn't you know he's coming back? Like, they talked about this. They knew about this. So if you don't know when he's coming back, the next question is he coming back? I heard some people even speculate he had to do more of that movie. You know that movie he's shooting? The
80 years
the
of Brady
lady.
Or yeah. whatever it is. Yeah,
that there
Brady
were some other scenes
something.
That needed to be shot. And
maybe he, so.
But even wouldn't that be, again, scheduled? You know when it is. You know when you're coming back.
My first thought was, uh-oh, I know his mother has been ill. And my
that was squashed.
I went there first, but it was squashed. And then it was, well, this is excused. The movie actually makes a lot of sense. That he needs a week because you got to, wherever they're filming it, let's just assume California, right?
Yeah.
There or Florida, whatever. But you got to get there. You go through everything. You got to film it all, jam it in a week. You know, that's actually, believe it or not, the most reasonable theory that anybody has rolled out there that isn't completely nefarious.
But
because we've known that he's been filming this thing.
Maybe our old friend Tangway could help us out on this, but I've always thought that, because I've never been in a movie. I'm not a big-time movie star like Gary Tangway.
I've been on the set with many, many actors.
I've always assumed that movies are pretty well-scheduled. Like, they're pretty detailed in this scene, this day, this location. Like, everything is mapped out in advance. You don't know when Tom's coming back from vacation. You don't know when he's coming back from shooting a movie. Something smells funny. I don't necessarily buy this. Or are you not certain he's coming back at all? And you know if you say he'll return to practice on August 24th, and then all the reporters are out there on the 24th, and they're like, you guys see a 12? I don't see a 12.
Yeah,
and then all hell breaks loose.
It feels like it's 12's open-ended.
Not back.
Yeah, and look, maybe, this is just a guess here, but maybe if big-time movie stars like Jane Fonda and Sally Field, who are a part of this thing,
yeah,
say, yeah, we're going to have to wrap up in August, Tom, are you okay with that? And he was like, well, yeah. To be able to get you all in the movie, maybe so. Maybe it was the stars, the real stars of the movie, that required them to kind of go back and repurpose some of these scenes. Or maybe they get into post-production and realize, uh-oh, this sucks. We got to reshoot this.
Oh, I guarantee it'll suck, but that's a different topic for a different day. I have no interest in this movie.
Listen to you.
Another thing posed by, so Tom Brady has a deal to join Fox for a lot of money.
Of course.
One thing that has been posed on the text line by, where is it?
The
774 and others, because it happened earlier. Maybe in his deal with Fox, one of their shows is The Masked Singer, and he's doing The Masked Singer.
Oh, dear Lord.
Can you imagine if he left for 10 days to do The Masked Singer?
That would not fly.
Could he care less about his team if he does that?
Yeah.
Save your marriage is one thing. I can say, okay, you had to leave us to save your marriage, but you wanted to go do The Masked Singer? I can't imagine he would. This is the guy that claims he gives up his life to compete.
As the great Dusty Rhodes once says, major motion pictures, baby. And whenever you start to get into that, maybe it's the old tail wags the dog versus the dog wagging the tail.
Or he's hurt and he's retiring.
Oh.
I'm just throwing that out there before we go to Will.
I would say this. Wouldn't it ruin his rep for him to have retired, unretire, and then retire in camp again?
He's Teflon Tom. He's been involved in the three greatest scandals of his generation, and no one cares. So nothing is going to ruin his rep. The guy is untouchable.
When it comes to scandals, don't count me out, Andy Hart. Anyway,
he's got more scandals than you.
Well, my great friend Tom Brady...
Scandalous.
Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline, I don't know if Chicken Nick and the crew have cracked the code on what Will Fleming goes by whenever he goes on these Red Sox road trips, but our friend Will Fleming is with us on the Harbor One Hotline with Gresh and Andy Hart, who is in for Rich Keefe today. Will, do you have multiple aliases that you go by considering all these travels with the Red Sox?
Of course. I mean, people would be knocking on my door every single night if not, you know. But I'll tell you right now, I'm currently in the bathroom of my hotel room because I want to give you guys the best quality audio. The landline is important, but the regular phone, the wireless phone, is out of batteries. So I'm on the hard cable sitting in the bathtub.
I remember the very first road trip that I took with URI that we had a phone in the bathroom. It was at the University of Maine,
yep.
Like some Hampton Inn up there. And I remember being like, oh my God, there's a phone in the crapper. It's unbelievable. Technology is truly amazing.
Are you literally sitting in the bathtub?
I'm literally in the bathtub, yep.
Nude or clothes?
Oh, what are you doing, you pervert?
Pink shorts, blue t-shirt. We're good.
Well, on that note, the Red Sox have played a better brand of baseball, and I know last night didn't go their way. Take 2 out of 3 in Pittsburgh. You know what it is, Will? Things have looked up. They have played better, but this fight in the standings, I know there's always the, well, they got to pass these teams, this team, this team. And even though the Red Sox have played well, it just feels like they're, you know, it's like the spinning tires in the snow. They just can't get it going in terms of being able to make up ground in the standings.
Yeah, you know, it's just a lot of it's luck when you win your games, because the Red Sox won 5 of 7 and they're exactly where they were when the week started. So, you know, like in the Kansas City series as an example, the reason that one hurts so much is that everybody else lost too. So if you handled the Royals, you might have moved up a couple games in the wild card race. I mean, it just sort of underscores the main issue for the Red Sox is that there are so many teams in front of them. And so a lot of this stuff, because of the hole you've dug, is out of your control. Having said that, as you guys well know, over the next month, they play almost all those teams. So you get your chances, including beginning tonight in Baltimore, where they count double, because you have that team right in front of you, and you can make up a game or two or even three against that club. And if you do that against the Orioles and the Rays and the Blue Jays, well, then you're going to have a heck of a week. And I think things are trending in the right direction, but there's no question that what you say is the number one problem is the number of teams in front of them that, you know, it's just like this Rubik's Cube of trying to figure out how to leapfrog all of them, and it's not going to be easy to do.
Will, I think in Boston we look down our noses upon the Baltimore Orioles, and for good reason, given history. But in this year, right now, they have a couple more wins than you. They are a few games ahead of you in the standings. Which of these teams is the better baseball team right now?
The Red Sox are the better team now that they're healthy, but the Orioles have had a remarkable season, and this kid, Adley Rutschman, that they called up, the catcher, has changed their whole program. And you know, as you rebuild and you put your fans through half a decade of absolute misery, you need to hit on guys like him, and it sure looks like they have. And he's changed their whole program. They've had the best record in the American League East since the 1st of July, which is just really amazing when you think about it. Fans are back at Camden Yards, but they still need a lot of their other prospects to materialize. I won't bore you with the names, but they're still 3 or 4 big pieces away from, you know, being a sustainable winner in this juggernaut of a division. But now that the Red Sox have almost all their big pieces back, and Trevor Story will return soon, the Red Sox are a better team. The problem is the Orioles have had about the best bullpen in the sport, and that's how they've won a lot of these close games. They've had big hits, but the Red Sox are a better group and a better team, and it's a really important that they prove that over these next 3 days.
Will, why has the starting pitching turned around? It's been great. I mean, minus last night a little bit, but the Red Sox starters have gone on pretty much almost a 2-week heater.
Yeah, and each of those stories is a little bit different. I mean, we'll see Cutter Crawford tonight, and you know, he's really emerged as something that's one of the real positives of this whole season. Michael Wacha's return was so important, and that was, other than the complete game shutout that he threw earlier in the season, that was his best start on Sunday against the Yankees. Overwhelming and dominant, and that's so important for everything the Red Sox are trying to do. So you got Crawford and Wacha pitching very well, and then Nick Pivetta had one of his best starts last time out in Pittsburgh. You know it's the Pirates, but they all count the same, and he'll have that Sunday night game in Williamsport, and that'll be a super important game for the Red Sox too. You feel like the series will be decided on that night. I mean, sometimes the simple answer is the right one, and the truth of the matter is they've all just started pitching much, much better, and they picked the right time for that.
Sort of opposite end of the spectrum, Will, where have all the home runs gone?
Man, isn't that amazing? I mean, they just don't do it. And this team, that's part of the reason it can be hard to sweep series and put together, you know, 6, 7, 8 game winning streaks for this club, because it's hard to string 4, 5, 6 hits together to hang a crooked number. Now, they did it in the first inning the other day against the Pirates, where the first 7 guys reached, but it sure does help if your offense is scuffling a little bit to run into a couple balls and put 2-3 runs up at a clip. And they just have not done enough of that. And Christian Arroyo and Alex Verdugo have been spectacular. They've been the Red Sox two best hitters for a month, and their offense would be nowhere without those two guys. But neither of them are a prototypical home run hitter. The answer is the home runs have gone with JD Martinez and Xander Bogaerts. And that both of those guys are a real puzzle right now, and they're both fighting it in different ways. I continue to believe that what we said in spring training, it holds true today, and that is the Red Sox are going to go as far as those guys take them, Devers, Bogaerts, and Martinez. So they need to get it going here real soon.
Just a real quick follow-up. I was watching the game last night when Xander got hit, and then I saw him come to the plate later with that compression sleeve on his arm, and he took some laborious, weird swings in that at-bat. Mm-hmm. Did he leave that game worse for the wear, I guess?
I think so. I mean, he got hit twice.
Yeah.
One foul ball off the foot, the other one, you know, right in the left, whatever it is, tricep area. He's been beat up all year long. And to me, you have to discount all of his production and his numbers because he's just not been right. And I do think it goes all the way back to that weird collision with Alex Verdugo when he was going back on that pop-up and went head over heels. He's just not been right all year. And yet, I think it's such a credit to him that he continues to post. I mean, I'm not going to name names, but there are other people who have not come back nearly as quickly and have had a long way out. And Xander never does that. He is so dependable and reliable, and you love that about him. But I just think he's still not right, and I will check in with him before the ball game. He's so tough, but I just don't think he's nearly 100%.
Will, so you had mentioned that on Sunday, the Red Sox-Baltimore game is in Williamsport. It is that Little League Classic, and it's interesting because I always wondered, I'm like, boy, do the players really dig this? You know, you're pulling them out on a Saturday, and it's not that far away to go from Baltimore to Williamsport. It really isn't. And I know it's first-class accommodations and all that, but I get the sense that there are a lot of guys that get much more excited about this than look at it as just sort of another day on the schedule playing in a weird park.
I definitely think that's true. Now, the one challenge about it, guys, will be that we have to leave Sunday morning. We're going to stay in the Baltimore hotel after tomorrow's 4 o'clock game. And then we land in Williamsport like at 11 o'clock. And that's 8 hours before the game. And we're not getting a hotel there. So there's going to be a lot of time to kill. But I do think the one part about it that excites everybody and that will sort of invigorate the guys is that we're going to spend time around these kids. Like, I think we're all going to sit and watch part of a Little League game. And as you know, the game is played in front of all kids and their parents of the people who are at that tournament. And I just think in the grand scheme of 162, in some of the same ways that the Field of Dreams game does this for players, it's a different environment, and I think it puts everything in the right perspective, where these guys, for once, in the six-month slog, can say, man, this brings me back to when I was sitting with my dad and you know, it battling on my Little League team, and it's just a totally different kind of a magical environment. So I think it'll be really special for everybody.
Now, will these local Little League broadcasters get to be able to rub elbows with the famous Joey C. the Big Cheese and Will Fleming?
I hope so, man. First of all, is that a thing? Like, are there Little League broadcasts? And if they are,
no, it's just just whichever ones are out of the ESPN rotation, they throw them in there. But I always wonder if, you know, on local radio, here is, you know, on Radio Free Texas or something like that. Here it is, the semifinals or something. No, but it should be fun.
If they exist, they can reach out to me and we'll meet up with them. No problem.
They'll look up to you, believe me. Have you been there before? Have you been to that complex in Williamsport?
I have, yeah. My brother did a several years of those games for ESPN, so I would visit him with his kids and do the whole, you know, the pin trading and the sliding down the hill on the cardboard box.
It's
awesome.
It's
a really cool environment.
It is. For those,
you slid down the hill?
Heck yeah, I did. I did a better job than the Dodgers TV reporter, I'll tell you that.
Oh, how about that guy? He broke his ribs. He messed up his arm.
Well,
they laughed at him, by the way. I would dare say that if Sean McDonough and Joey C. the Big Cheese, Joe Castiglione, were making the call and Will went down the slide and you took a hard bump like that, that they would not have laughed at you like Nomar and Friend did to that poor guy.
Right? Come on. How about a little empathy for your teammate? But, you know, I just think – that people watch it from afar, and I could understand people thinking, isn't this a little too much for, you know, 12-year-old kids? And then you go there, and the environment in Williamsport is just awesome. I mean, it really is. They've curated this really cool thing, and I think it's going to be really fun for the Red Sox to be part of it in a different way.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Just going to that whole complex out there in Williamsport is pretty cool. Will Fleming, very cool of you to stand in the bathtub and make sure that we got good audio from your friend. Thanks a bunch. Enjoy this weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week, Will. Thank you.
My pleasure. I'm just glad the faucet's not dripping. Always good to be with you guys.
There you go. Well, I was just waiting for a toilet flush or something like that. I really was.
Yeah, I wasn't sure where we were going when he told us he was in the bathroom. Wasn't really sure where that was going to lead us down the road.
Well, he didn't say I was sitting in the bathroom.
No.
Then we would have known.
And I'm glad he had pants on. I don't know why it would have mattered.
I don't know why that really bothered you.
It just seems weird. How many conversations do you have with men when they're nude?
On the phone?
On the phone, in person, anywhere.
Well, in person's a little different than on the phone.
Because if they're nude, I wonder why they're nude, what they're doing, what's happening. Call it a thing. Maybe it's my issue that I need to work through.
I was just going to say, I didn't realize you envision men naked that often.
I don't, unless they tell me they're in the bathroom and in the bathtub.
I have evidence to the contrary.
Tall drink of water like Will, my mind starts to wander, and you never know where you go.
You're going Willy time, aren't you?
Yep, we're talking about Willy.
You got something
free,
Willie.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.
Time for You Got Something. It is sponsored by Unified Office. If you run a business, you know the rough impact the labor shortage can have on your customer's phone experience. Unified Office specializes in keeping businesses from losing income and customer calls and revenue. Learn more at unifiedoffice.com. I will say I am very torn on this because I've had a long-standing sort of rule that whenever we get to this part of the show, if it is your first time working on the show, at least to my knowledge, Joe Braverman, that normally you don't get a turn and you got something. However, I'll start with Chicken Nick and then decide after Chicken Nick, you got something.
Well, I do, and it's 2 years ago today, one of the best MLB trends kind of started, which was Nick Castellanos hitting home runs when people were either in trouble or they were doing
begging for their job.
And Tom Brenneman had this historic call.
I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game. I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again. I don't know if it's going to be for the Reds. I don't know if it's going to be for my bosses at Fox. I'm going to apologize for the people who signed my paycheck.
And now you cannot go a day without Nick Castellanos hitting a home run and people immediately flocking to Twitter to find out what went wrong.
It's really unbelievable that was 2 years ago. Yeah. Like, seriously. You would not have thought that it was that long ago. All right, Joe, it's your lucky day. Joe, you got something.
Oh, you're so kind, Gresh. So I don't know if you saw the news yesterday, but I live on the North Shore, and I can see why people hate the South Shore, because a 78-year-old woman decided to pull her car into the South Shore Plaza Mall. Mm-hmm. She went about 60 yards into the mall, somehow got through the automatic doors, and police were, they took her to a hospital for mental evaluation. But
which is a nice way of saying she's an old that drove through the garage into the mall.
Pretty much.
Let's not embarrass her kind of thing. Yeah. I got to tell you, Joe, I saw that video, and I got to say, it reminded me that I know there are going to be some olds that aren't going to like this, but I think after you hit 75, you should go for yearly renewals on the license.
What about when you're 70, should you be calling offensive plays for your football team?
But that's not a problem. Because let's put it this way. If Bill Belichick drives his whatever he is driving at the time right into the lower part of that comedy club where Fitzy would normally be at CBS, whatever it's called now, then we can revisit.
See, that would only kill people. This could kill Mac Jones's career.
You don't think an old woman Son of a bitch, you got me. Go on. No, that's good. That was good. I was going to say, you don't think people got mowed down by Nana Banana ripping it down the, I'm going to go to the Apple store, Sonny. Well, just drive there, Nan. She took it literally.
Yeah, you know. It happens. We all make mistakes. We need to move on.
Oh, yeah.
So I got something. The New England Patriots put out a video commemorating the release of this year's Madden, which we all know John Madden's actually on the cover, the late, great John Madden.
God rest.
Is appropriate. And I'm sure parents everywhere had to fork over whatever it is, 50, 60, 70 bucks so their kids could play.
Somehow
for the Patriots, this turned into a social media promotion that asked their players what the best sports movie of all time is.
Oh, really?
And the sports answers come now.
Movie, I would say Remember the Titans.
A Gridiron Game.
I like The Longest Yard.
Best sports movie, For Love of the Game.
I like The Gridiron Game.
Friday Night Lights.
Love and Basketball.
Friday Night Lights.
Best sports movie ever.
Remember the Titans?
Remember the Titans.
I would say Remember the Titans.
Is that the only one they remember?
Apparently.
Talladega Nights.
Oh, Matt Judon.
Matt Judon
the
with
end.
A nice answer. Mine would be The Natural.
I'm torn between either Major League or The Program.
How has no one said The Sandlot? Come on.
The Sandlot's good. The Program.
Program.
Hit. Like, I saw that in the theaters even before they removed the scene with the kid lying down on the double yellow line. There's a controversy.
Throw the flat.
Or how about, like, on Thursday you're weak, but you get back on steroids by Friday night and you're jacked and kicking ass again.
That's right. How's Latimer doing it?
Tremendous.
Oh, it's
tremendous.
A great movie. Anyway, there you go. And my You Got Something is listen to The Gresh Show Sunday night right here through CBS Sports Radio on WEEI, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m.
What are we doing, promotions now?
Of course, because on Monday it is also
Fitzy and Hart tomorrow.
Our first, you didn't plug it, I don't know.
Fitzy and Hart on Saturday, Six Rings Pod tonight, everywhere, it's Andy.
There you go. And on Patriots Monday, this coming Monday, we will be joined hopefully by either now. Our run of guys is supposed to be Matt Judon, Lawrence Guy, Hunter Henry. I don't think Hunter Henry, because he's out.
Scratch him off the list.
So it's
then.
Either Lawrence Guy or Matt Judon on Monday
Let's
to start
Judon,
off
hopefully.
Patriots.
Let's
go.
Nice.
There you go.
Good start.
So Patriots Monday begins on Monday. Good job, Chicken Nick and Joe. Well done. Everybody have a great weekend. Marlone, Fourier, and Mega are next. I saw Fitzy. I saw Fourier. After that, I haven't seen anybody else.
Eh.
So you'll find out in 5 minutes. We'll talk to you on Sunday. Enjoy the game tonight.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! Auto.
Sports.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.